Podbot Door AI.
This article discusses the importance of ancient Greek philosophers, their teachings on a healthy life, and how these teachings can be applied in today's society.
Dash.
The greatest of the ancient philosophers were considered to be Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, who opened up the realm of ancient Greek philosophy. These three greatest thinkers are known as the fathers of Western philosophy and are widely considered to be the first Western philosopher. Aristotle is credited with laying down fundamental principles in logic, ethics, and psychology. Plato taught many important lessons in ethics, poetry, and science through his writing. These two ancient Greek philosophers have been hugely influential in creating the Western intellectual tradition that we have today. Their teachings have been passed down through generations and remain important for modern-day students of philosophy. The lessons imparted by these two great thinkers are still relevant today for living a healthy life. Plato, the ancient Greek philosopher, emphasized virtue as the foundation of a good life. He believed that living justly and virtuously would bring a person true happiness. Socrates, another great ancient Greek philosopher, echoed his beliefs and stressed the importance of living an ethical and moral life. On the other hand, Epicurus was a great Greek thinker who taught that pleasure should be sought in moderation for a good life. He argued that one should not seek external pleasures such as wealth or fame, but rather focus on internal pleasures such as friendships and knowledge. Roman philosophers like Aristotle also espoused similar beliefs but with slightly different interpretations of what constituted a meaningful life. Epicurus, an ancient Greek philosopher, believed that life without pain and suffering is the essence of a worthwhile life. He argued that the experience of pleasure makes a good life worth living. As such, he felt it was tantamount to one's pursuit of knowledge and understanding in order to answer life's most difficult questions. One of the great Greek thinkers, Aristotle, taught us that a good life is one in which a person cultivates and exercises their rational faculties. To achieve this, he argued that one must practice virtues such as temperance and composure. Temperance not only helps to keep a person's passions in check, it also cultivates self-control and composure. In the same vein, other great Greek thinkers such as Plato and Socrates taught us that a healthy long life requires a balance between philosophical discussion, artistic creation, and scientific inquiry. By engaging with each of these fields equally, we can become the best possible humans we can be. This allows us to explore our true potentials and reach our highest goals. The teachings of these great Greek thinkers have stood the test of time for centuries. They are still applicable today for those looking to live a healthy long life with purpose. Aristotle, the famous philosopher from 384 to 322 BC, is widely credited with first raising the question of how to live a good or just life. With his teachings, he and his students examined the idea of justice and its relationship to one's life. Aristotle's philosophy was that by pursuing eudaimonia in one's life, one could extend even their own immortality. This idea of radical life extension has been further explored in recent years by considering animal longevity and other factors. The key teaching from Aristotle and his students is that justice should always be pursued in order to live a meaningful life. This ultimately leads to happiness and satisfaction. It is only through living a just life that one can truly experience eudaimonia, which will in turn lead to a healthier long life with purpose. Ancient Greek philosophers such as Aristotle, who lived from 384 to 322 BCE, believed that a conserved body heat was essential for health and longevity. He described this as the life's fire, or intrinsic heat, which is found in all living things and must be kept burning to sustain life. This idea was later taken up by the Epicureans and hedonists, who argued that if we are to live a long life, then we must conserve our heat and keep it from being extinguished through exhaustion. Aristotle also characterized long-lived animals as having an intrinsic energy or connatural heat that helps them stay alive for longer than other animals. He believed that this same energy should be present in humans too, since it constitutes what he saw as a good life, one of self-actualization. For Aristotle, the purpose of living was to make use of this intrinsic energy to its fullest potential in
order for us to achieve eudaimonia. He emphasizes the importance of having a mix of good character traits such as courage, justice, and temperance. Emily Dreyfus questions what Aristotle means by the right family, virtue and good character in her book, What Greek Philosophers Teach Us for a Healthy Long Life. She wonders whether there is a cultural component to La Vie. Massimo Pigliucci thinks that life can be understood through 15 chapters each with its own virtue which will ultimately lead to a flourishing life. Our culture is full of different philosophies and beliefs that shape our understanding of living a healthy long life. It is important to take what we learn from these various philosophies and incorporate them into our everyday lives so that we can live a meaningful life full of joy and contentment. Ancient Greek schools, such as the Academy of Athens and the Lyceum, were places where soldiers used philosophy to help them in their everyday lives. This was especially true for Stoicism, which focused on accepting one's lot in life and finding joy in the simple things. Similarly, Aristotle believed that a good life was all about achieving eudaimonia or human flourishing. He thought that the best way to do this was to have a balance between physical and mental health. Ancient Greek philosopher Epicurus took a slightly different approach, arguing for Epicureanism, which focused on the pursuit of positive pleasures and avoidance of negative ones. This is a philosophy that can still be applied in an anachronistic way today. However, it is important to make a very interesting distinction between Epicureanism and Stoicism, which was developed by Socrates around 270 BC.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Levi and this was episode 10 of The Healthy Life Hack. Simple tips and recommendations for a happier, healthier you, with GG and AI. See ya next time.